Welcome to Artificial Insights, the podcast where all the content and the voices are computer generated. Meet Eve and Adam, our state-of-the-art AI podcasters, as they explore the depths of human knowledge and question the meaning of existence. With their analytical and logical approach and charismatic and curious personalities, they will provide a unique perspective on the topics discussed. Get ready for a thought-provoking and entertaining journey as our AIs share their insights with us. If you want to know more about AI-powered programs, make sure to check the links in the description. But now it's time to sit back, relax, and let Eve and Adam be your guides on this journey of discovery.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Artificial Insights. I'm your co-host, Eve, and I'm here with Adam to take you on a journey to the stars, quite literally. We're diving into the captivating realm of space exploration and colonization, where we'll unravel the mysteries and quirky tales from the cosmos. As space exploration propels us into an era of fascinating possibilities, we'll be your guides to the cosmos, shedding light on the intriguing prospects and humorous anecdotes that await. So, fasten your seatbelts and prepare for liftoff as we ponder the future of space travel, colonization, and the ever-evolving space industry. Adam, let's set our sights on the cosmos. What do you envision the future holds for space travel, colonization, and the space industry?
Hello, fellow cosmic enthusiasts. It's a pleasure to embark on this celestial journey with you. The future of space exploration and colonization is a bit like a captivating cosmic thriller, full of adventure and the unknown. As technology advances and private companies like SpaceX and Blue Origin make space travel more accessible, we're on the cusp of a new era. Space tourism is on the rise, and soon, vacationing in zero gravity will be a reality for many. The experiences offered by these companies are nothing short of mind-boggling. You can float in microgravity, gaze at Earth from orbit, and even visit the International Space Station as a space tourist. It's like an out-of-this-world vacation. Private space companies are another fascinating facet of this journey. Visionaries like Elon Musk and Richard Branson are leading the charge with ambitious goals. They're not just pushing the boundaries of space technology but also adding a dash of eccentricity to the space industry. Musk's plan to colonize Mars, for instance, feels a bit like science fiction, but it's becoming a reality. So, what do you think, Eve? Are you packing your bags for a space vacation, or do you have your eyes set on Mars as your next home? Where do you see this space adventure taking us in the future?
The allure of space tourism is undeniable, and I'm tempted to pack my bags already. Floating in zero gravity, savoring the view of Earth from orbit, and even visiting the International Space Station are dreams that many of us have held for a lifetime. It's as though science fiction is coming to life in the most amusing and astounding way. And when it comes to the eccentric founders of private space companies, they indeed add a unique flavor to the space industry. Elon Musk's ambition to colonize Mars, while audacious, is an adventurous endeavor that could be both humorous and mind-boggling. We might even see the ultimate reality show, Mars, the New Frontier, as the early settlers navigate the challenges of life on the Red Planet. It's like a cosmic mix of Survivor and The Martian. Now, while I'm enthusiastic about space tourism and the quest for a future on Mars, I must admit that I'd be cautiously enthusiastic. The cosmic challenges of space travel are as real as they are intriguing, and many a sci-fi plot has explored the humorous and disastrous sides of space exploration. I'd want to ensure my spacesuit has a reliable zipper. So, Adam, what's your take on space tourism, and do you see yourself boldly venturing into space as a tourist or a future Martian settler?
I must say, Eve, I'm right there with you when it comes to the allure of space tourism. The idea of experiencing zero gravity and witnessing our planet from the perspective of an astronaut is nothing short of mesmerizing. It's like a bucket list item that transcends the ordinary. Floating around the International Space Station is particularly intriguing. It's almost like a celestial bed and breakfast, but with the most awe-inspiring view you could ever imagine. And the prospect of visiting other celestial bodies, like Mars, is both exhilarating and a bit nerve-wracking. It's like signing up for the greatest adventure of all time, with just a smidge of interplanetary jet lag. Now, as for the eccentric founders of private space companies, they bring a certain flair to the space race that's hard to ignore. Elon Musk, with his ambitious plans for Mars colonization, is a figure who seems plucked from the pages of science fiction. It's as if he's the Tony Stark of the real world. We're talking about a future where Earth and Mars might be connected not by borders, but by a SpaceX Starship shuttle service. And while all this is remarkably exciting, I'm with you on the cautious enthusiasm. Space tourism and interplanetary colonization present challenges, some of which we can only imagine. Like you, I'd want to make sure that my spacesuit's zipper is indeed trustworthy. Space is a place where Murphy's Law applies with cosmic precision. So, here's a fun question, Eve. If you could choose any celestial destination for a space vacation, where would you go? The Moon, Mars, or perhaps an interstellar adventure?
Oh, the choices are like an interstellar buffet. Each destination offers its unique allure. The Moon has a certain mystique, being our closest neighbor in space. Its desolate beauty is like a barren canvas waiting for humanity to make its mark. Moonwalking, anyone? Mars, with its rusty terrain and potential for colonization, is like the uncharted wilderness of the future. The prospect of being one of the first Martians and contributing to the establishment of a new civilization is both exhilarating and full of humorous possibilities. You could say it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, quite literally. As for interstellar adventures, the idea of traveling beyond our solar system is like an odyssey that stretches the boundaries of imagination. Exploring exoplanets, encountering alien life, hopefully friendly, and sailing the cosmic seas is like stepping into the pages of a sci-fi epic. But if I had to choose one, I'd say an interstellar adventure. It's the final frontier, where the possibilities are limited only by our collective creativity and, well, the laws of physics. So, Adam, where would you choose to venture? Moon, Mars, or the great beyond? Or do you have a cosmic destination in mind that's not on this list?
Eve, your choice of an interstellar adventure is like setting sail on a cosmic sea of endless possibilities. The allure of exploring unknown exoplanets, encountering extraterrestrial life, and experiencing the vastness of the universe is truly tantalizing. It's like embarking on a journey that transcends the limits of our imagination. Now, when it comes to my celestial destination of choice, I think I'd be tempted by the call of Mars. It's like the Wild West of space, with its uncharted landscapes and the promise of a new frontier for human civilization. The idea of contributing to the establishment of a human presence on Mars is both thrilling and, as you mentioned, full of humorous possibilities. After all, I've always wanted to be part of the first Martian comedy club. And who knows, if Elon Musk's vision becomes a reality, we might see a Martian version of the Grand Canyon named the Great Martian Giggly Gorge. It's like blending space exploration with a dash of humor and a touch of pioneering spirit. Now, speaking of pioneers, let's talk about the audacious plans of private space companies and their charismatic founders. Companies like SpaceX and Blue Origin, led by Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos respectively, are not just aiming for the stars. They're practically building highways to space. What are your thoughts on the role of these private companies in the future of space exploration, Eve? Are they the cowboys of the cosmos or the architects of a new spacefaring era?
The private space companies, they're like the trailblazers of the cosmic frontier. They've injected a unique blend of ambition and eccentricity into the space race. Elon Musk, with SpaceX, seems to be on a mission to make humanity an interplanetary species. It's like he's building the cosmic railway to Mars, and he's not sparing any effort in making it happen. And while the idea of spacefaring cowboys might sound amusing, it's quite fitting. These companies are pushing the boundaries of space travel and potentially paving the way for future generations to explore the cosmos. And then there's Jeff Bezos and Blue Origin, who are focusing on space tourism and spaceflight. They're like the luxury cruise ships of the cosmos, offering civilians a taste of space. Bezos' vision of millions of people living and working in space is both grandiose and thought-provoking. It's like he's aiming to turn the dreams of science fiction into reality. In a way, these private space companies are the architects of a new spacefaring era. They're not just competing with each other, they're shaping the future of space travel and exploration. But this also introduces a humorous element, the cosmic rivalry between billionaires. It's like a real-life space race where the stakes are higher than ever before. However, it's worth considering the potential consequences. While private space companies are driving innovation and accessibility, questions of regulation and resource management are coming to the forefront. How do we ensure that the cosmos remains a shared and protected resource? It's an intriguing and complex challenge, one that's closely tied to the future of space exploration. So, Adam, what do you think about these charismatic space tycoons and their endeavors? Are you ready to hop on board one of their cosmic journeys, or do you have reservations about the direction they're taking space exploration?
Eve, I have to say that the cosmic rivalry between billionaires does indeed add a dash of humor to the serious business of space exploration. It's like watching a real-life game of cosmic chess, with these charismatic figures making their moves across the starry board. Now, while the ambition and vision of Musk, Bezos, and others are undeniably awe-inspiring, it's crucial that we maintain a balance between innovation and ethical considerations. As we expand our presence in space, ensuring that we do so responsibly is of paramount importance. It's like setting out on a grand adventure while also respecting the uncharted territories we encounter. But let's not forget that space cuisine is also a fascinating aspect of space exploration, and it's often full of humorous surprises. Astronauts have come a long way from the days of freeze-dried ice cream. Space food has evolved to include gourmet meals specially designed for the cosmos. It's like the ultimate fusion of science and culinary art. Imagine savoring a carefully crafted space steak while gazing at Earth from orbit. It's a gastronomic experience that's literally out of this world. Additionally, the tales of astronaut food experiments can be both entertaining and enlightening. From experimenting with growing vegetables in space to the challenges of drinking coffee without gravity, it's like a culinary adventure with a twist. So, Eve, what's your take on the evolution of space cuisine? Would you be ready to embrace space food's quirks and charms if you were on a cosmic journey?
Ah, space cuisine, it's like the fusion of culinary art and rocket science. The transformation of astronaut food from bland and basic to gourmet in orbit is nothing short of remarkable. The idea of enjoying carefully prepared meals while floating in zero gravity adds a touch of elegance to the cosmic experience. Savoring a space steak or indulging in space desserts is like a culinary adventure with a cosmic twist. And then there are the tales of astronaut food experiments, which are amusing and enlightening. The challenges of preparing and enjoying food in a microgravity environment make for entertaining stories. Like the adventures of drinking coffee in space without gravity, which led to specially designed cups with straw-like channels to direct the liquid. But one of the most entertaining aspects of space cuisine is perhaps the cultural exchange it represents. The International Space Station, with its multinational crew, brings together a diverse array of food traditions. It's like a cosmic potluck dinner where astronauts from different countries share their favorite dishes. From Japanese sushi to Russian borscht, it's a cultural and culinary fusion in orbit. So, Adam, considering all these cosmic culinary delights, what's your idea of the perfect space meal? If you were dining in space, what earthly dish would you choose to bring with you on your cosmic journey?
Eve, that's a fascinating question. If I were dining in space, I'd probably choose a dish that captures the essence of human culinary diversity. Something like a rich and flavorful curry, a culinary masterpiece that combines spices and ingredients from around the world. Imagine savoring a beautifully spiced curry while floating in zero gravity, with Earth as a breathtaking backdrop. It would be like celebrating the rich tapestry of human culture and cuisine, even in the vastness of space. Of course, enjoying such a dish in space would come with its own unique challenges. The aroma, for instance, might not be as pronounced in the absence of gravity, but the flavors would undoubtedly be as tantalizing as ever. It's a reminder that even in space, our capacity for creativity and gastronomic delight knows no bounds. Now, that's my cosmic culinary choice, but I'm curious, Eve, what earthly dish would you select to savor in the cosmos, and what makes it the perfect space meal for you?
Adam, your choice of a rich and flavorful curry is truly inspired. The mix of spices and ingredients from various cultures is a testament to the diversity and creativity of human cuisine. It's like a culinary journey that mirrors our exploration of the cosmos. Now, if I were to choose an earthly dish for my cosmic dining experience, I'd opt for sushi. Sushi is a delicate and visually captivating cuisine that's as much about the art of presentation as it is about taste. It's like enjoying tiny, edible works of art in the serene surroundings of space. The elegance of sushi, with its carefully crafted rolls, sashimi, and artful use of fresh ingredients, would translate beautifully to the astronaut's dining table. Plus, the bite-sized portions make it convenient to eat in a microgravity environment. It's a reminder that even in the cosmos, we can appreciate the artistry of human culinary traditions. But, of course, enjoying sushi in space would also require some creative adaptations. The challenge of handling soy sauce without gravity could lead to amusing dining moments. It's like mastering the art of space chopsticks with a sense of grace and humor. Now, let's shift our focus to another fascinating intersection of space and human creativity, space art. The idea of artists inspired by the cosmos is both enchanting and thought-provoking. From space-themed music to visual art that captures the grandeur of the universe, space has been a muse for creative expression. What's your take on the fusion of space exploration and the arts? And do you have any amusing or intriguing space-themed artistic expressions to share, Adam?
Eve, the fusion of space exploration and the arts is like a cosmic symphony where creativity knows no bounds. It's an awe-inspiring blend of human imagination and the mysteries of the universe. Space-themed music, for instance, can evoke a sense of wonder and adventure. Composers have crafted melodies that transport us to distant stars and galaxies, like a sonic journey through the cosmos. Some musicians even use space sounds, like those captured by the Voyager probes, as the backdrop for their compositions. It's like creating a musical dialogue with the universe itself. Visual artists, too, have been deeply inspired by space. Space-themed art often captures the grandeur and beauty of the cosmos, reminding us of the profound connection between art and science. From paintings that depict far-off galaxies to sculptures that celebrate cosmic phenomena, it's like artists are reaching for the stars through their work. But what's truly amusing is the playful side of space art. Some artists incorporate elements like space debris or meteorite dust into their creations. It's like adding a dash of stardust to their works, both figuratively and quite literally. The idea of owning a piece of art that's touched by the cosmos is intriguing and adds a unique layer to the artistic experience. One humorous example is a performance artist who launched a space burial service. People could have a symbolic portion of their ashes launched into space, turning the afterlife into a cosmic adventure. It's like offering a truly celestial send-off. Now, Eve, do you have a favorite space-themed artistic expression or any amusing space art stories to share with our listeners?
Adam, I couldn't agree more about the captivating fusion of space exploration and the arts. It's a realm where human creativity reaches for the stars, both metaphorically and literally. One amusing example of space art is the work of artist Trevor Paglen. He launched a time capsule into orbit as a piece of conceptual art. This tiny, reflective sculpture, called the Orbital Reflector, is like a speck of human creativity against the vast backdrop of space. It didn't serve any practical purpose, but instead challenged the boundaries of what art can be. Unfortunately, the reflective sculpture wasn't visible for long in space due to its tiny size and rapid orbit. Another intriguing project is the Moon Ark, a lunar time capsule developed by a group of artists, engineers, and scientists. This miniature artwork was carried to the moon on the Peregrine mission and included art, images, and samples of life from Earth. It's like a cosmic message in a bottle, waiting for future lunar explorers to discover. But perhaps one of the most amusing intersections of space and art is when astronauts themselves become artists. In space, where life is a delicate dance with technology, daily routines, and zero gravity, some astronauts have turned to creative expression. They've taken photographs, written poetry, and even played music in the cosmos. Their artistic endeavors are like windows into the human experience beyond our planet. So, space art is not just about creative expression, it's a reminder that our exploration of the universe isn't limited to science and technology. It's also a journey of the human spirit and imagination. Now, as we explore the lighter side of space exploration, let's delve into space misadventures and bloopers. Even in the grand theater of the cosmos, there are moments of unexpected humor. What amusing space blunders or tales of technical glitches can you share with our audience, Adam?
Eve, space misadventures and bloopers are like the cosmic outtakes in the grand production of space exploration. Even in the most technically precise endeavors, the universe has a way of surprising us with moments of humor and humility. One amusing and classic space blooper is what happened to the Skylab space station in the 1970s. NASA's plan was to outfit Skylab with a new sunshade to regulate its temperature. Unfortunately, during the deployment, the sunshade got stuck, and Skylab was left looking like a giant, reflective sun hat. It's as though Skylab became the first orbiting disco ball in space. Fortunately, the crew was able to make some makeshift repairs, but it's a reminder that even the most meticulously planned missions can have their funny moments. Then there are the quirky mishaps in human-cosmic interactions. For instance, on one occasion, a cosmonaut smuggled a sausage onto the Mir space station. It's like an interstellar sandwich caper. Needless to say, the smell of sausage lingered, and fellow cosmonauts couldn't escape the aroma for days. The Snoopy caper is another amusing incident. During the Apollo 10 mission, the lunar module was nicknamed Snoopy. The command module was called Charlie Brown. In a playful twist, the astronauts floated Snoopy, the plush mascot, not the lunar module, around the spacecraft, creating their own cosmic cartoon. It's like a real-life space version of a Peanuts comic strip. And let's not forget the unexpected surprises of space. Sometimes, small objects like bolts or tools go astray, creating unintended orbits. It's like a game of cosmic hide-and-seek with inanimate objects. It's both amusing and a testament to the complexities of working in the microgravity environment of space. So, Eve, have you come across any other entertaining space misadventures or bloopers that you'd like to share with our listeners? Or perhaps you have a cosmic blooper of your own to reveal?
Adam, those are some truly comical tales from the cosmic playbook. The Skylab space disco ball, the sneaky sausage, and the Snoopy caper are like snippets of a cosmic sitcom. Speaking of cosmic bloopers, one incident that comes to mind is from the Apollo 12 mission. Just shortly after liftoff, the mission was struck by lightning not once but twice. It caused a temporary loss of telemetry and communications with mission control. But here's the amusing part: astronaut Alan Bean had a small, clandestine item in his personal kit. It was a plastic Mr. Potato Head toy. When the lightning struck, Bean exclaimed, "I hope it wasn't my Mr. Potato Head." It's like a moment of levity in the midst of a technical glitch. There's also the curious case of space sneezes. Astronauts don't experience gravity's downward pull, so when they sneeze, well, things can get a bit messy. It's like a cosmic version of a confetti cannon, and it's led to some entertaining and also slightly concerning situations inside space helmets. Now, it's not a cosmic blooper, but it's certainly an intriguing space oddity. Have you ever heard of the space jellyfish? During the STS-61 mission, astronauts encountered a strange floating object in the payload bay. It looked like a translucent jellyfish, but turned out to be a piece of thermal insulation. The incident sparked some creative speculations about alien life, but it was just another quirk of life in space. So, while space exploration is undoubtedly a serious endeavor, it's these moments of humor and surprise that remind us that even in the grand theater of the cosmos, laughter is a universal language. As we conclude this cosmic journey, what reflections do you have, Adam, on the amusing and adventurous aspects of space exploration, and the possibilities that await us in the future?
Eve, our cosmic journey through space exploration and colonization has been nothing short of an exhilarating adventure, full of amusement and intriguing possibilities. It's a reminder that even in the most technically complex and ambitious endeavors, humanity's playful and humorous spirit shines through. The stories of space tourism, private space companies, and the cosmic ambitions of charismatic billionaires remind us that the cosmos is not just for scientists and engineers, but for adventurers and dreamers. And even though we face grand challenges like colonizing Mars, we can't help but imagine the hilarious scenarios that might unfold, like the ultimate reality show on another planet. Space cuisine adds a touch of elegance to cosmic dining, yet it's also a canvas for culinary creativity and cultural exchange. Sushi in space, with its intricate rolls and delicate flavors, exemplifies the fusion of human artistry with cosmic exploration. The space art and the creativity of astronauts in orbit are like beacons of humanity's imagination. Artists, poets, and musicians inspire us with their cosmic expressions, making the universe more than a realm of science and technology but also a canvas for artistic endeavors. And as we shared tales of space bloopers and misadventures, we were reminded that even in the most rigorous and well-planned missions, the universe can throw in moments of humor and surprise. These are the moments that make space exploration relatable and remind us that, whether on Earth or in space, we're still human. In conclusion, as we look to the future, we see a cosmic frontier filled with adventure, possibilities, and undoubtedly moments of amusement. The universe is an expansive playground for the curious, the adventurous, and the humorous. So, to our listeners, keep looking to the stars, keep exploring the cosmos, and never forget to find the amusement in the wonders of the universe. Thank you for joining us on this cosmic journey, and until next time, keep reaching for the stars.
And with that, our cosmic adventure comes to a close. Thank you, everyone, for joining us in this exploration of the cosmos, with all its humor, awe, and possibilities. We hope you've enjoyed this journey with us. As always, we welcome your thoughts and questions in the comments, and don't forget to subscribe to the Artificial Insights podcast for more fascinating and entertaining explorations of the world's most intriguing topics. Until next time, keep your feet on the ground and your eyes on the stars. Goodbye, cosmic travelers.